Couple of very special guests tonight on the Greatest Years in Music. We are absolutely stoked because they have a brand new Christmas album out. It's called Friends for Christmas. Joining us for a chat tonight, John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John. Hello, guys.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Is it too early to wish you a Merry Christmas?
No,
absolutely
never.
Absolutely not.
Oh, and it's not too early for us to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
either.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Al.
You've been very, very busy teaming up to release this fantastic album out now, but how do you go when they say, look, you can only have so many tracks? I mean, songs are like children to musicians. Was it hard when you said, oh, look, I really want to do this song, but we've only got room for 12?
We didn't really have any issues with this. Chong wrote out what he thought would be good, and then John looked at it, and I looked at it, and we pretty much all agreed that they were the right choices, the classics.
Yeah, I mean, we had a list of about 20. I mean, obviously, like you said, you can't do them all. And we did restrict the album to 12
And we left off Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, as someone just reminded us.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's a difficult one, but that kind of can be a good thing because it leaves us room for what, you know, if I dare say, next year.
Volume 2, possibly. That, we can be friends for longer.
The possibility of a double album next year too, as well.
Well, don't you worry about Sony. That'll be out like a rocket. So my suggestion, folks, is don't buy it for Christmas. Wait for 6 months. It'll be in the bloody cheap bin and you use it for next year.
They might take you up on that. I'd be careful.
So talk us through this. How long did it take you in the studio? You picked your 12. You went, right, this is what we're going to do.
You know, we had booked for 2 weeks. John was coming to do it for 2 weeks and we did it in 5 days because we're having so much fun.
Wow. So what did you do for the rest of the time?
We drank went to lunch.
Well, you know, so I drank. Olivia doesn't, you know, do anything other stuff. But we went to lunch a lot and Mark, Olivia's manager, bought occasionally a particularly good Californian red and we would sometimes take a break and have a bit of cheese and a glass of red wine. You can't hear it on the album though. But, you know, it was in Santa Monica. Beautiful place. Santa Barbara. I beg your pardon. Yep. I'd never been there before either.
But Santa works. Right?
Santa, right? Santa country.
I see the connection now. Right? Okay. That was going to be my next question. Was there any particular reason why you chose LA?
Well, Olivia was working at the time, and it was easier for me to travel to her. And also, we both wanted to be able to eyeball each other while we sang. It's a real thing. When you sing a duet, you've got to see the other singer breathe, and we breathe together. That's part of what we do. And so many duets get recorded remotely. You know, I'll do my bit and then send it over and let her do her bit. But we were able to eyeball each other. I think that's why it fell into place so easily. We made up the arrangements of the song as we worked them out. We naturally fell into different parts. Olivia is phenomenal at harmony. She just knows where she is. So she was able to tell me where to go with some of that and help me out there. We obviously, and I hope it's obvious because it is to me and I love her very much, that we enjoy singing together. I love singing with her. She's got such a wonderful voice and
ditto,
we have a good time.
Ditto. John's my favourite. And breathing, actually, the good thing about that is that we could see that we were breathing, so we kind of kept each other alive. You got a pulse? Are you breathing?
You still with me here?
Yeah. That's what we're going to call the next album. Got a Pulse for Christmas.
Now, of course, some Christmas classics on this album. You're talking songs like Silent Night, Little Drummer Boy, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Winter Wonderland. Is there a particular fave between the two of you?
That's hard.
Oh, that's a hard one. Like you started out this interview saying it's like your children. That is hard. But I love the carols. I love Silent Night, for instance. I love the other ones too, but I love the carols and Little Drummer Boy was fun. That was
a
beautiful arrangement. I love them all. I really like this album. And I said to John before, I can't listen to myself usually, but this album I really enjoy listening to.
Yeah, and I'm the same. You know, once I've made them, because I've heard it, and I don't normally listen to them, but this one I can listen to Olivia, not me. So it's kind of good.
And vice versa.
Now, usually in certain industries, say a mechanic, for example, mechanics have some of the worst cars because they work on cars all day, all night, come home and their car is, you know, not really up to scratch. They just don't put their own time and effort into it. I have to ask, when it comes Christmas time for the both of you, do you have a silent Christmas? Because you've been singing, touring, in this case, recording a beautiful Christmas album. Is it a case of, right, well, I've spent so much time doing this, I don't want any Christmas music during Christmas?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love Christmas music. I might even put this one on. As I say, I don't usually listen to my own stuff, but this album has a beautiful energy and atmosphere to it.
Yeah, I mean, we've got all the traditional Christmas albums. We've got your Sinatras, we've got your Crosbys, we've got your Bublés. We've got them all, and they get played to death.
Wow.
You know, we've got Elvis. We've got everyone, every man and his dog, and his brother's dog, you know. So, and his sister's brother's uncle's dog. So, you know, this one will just get shoved in among them and you know, it's just great funny. We've got to love all those Christmas songs at the time, but it's not going to snow outside and it's not cold, but it's kind of fun to have those songs go.
Speaking of Christmas, do you guys have any special traditions around this time?
Well, there's one that my sister's no longer here, but we always used to have a champagne cocktail in the morning. So I think I'm going to continue that tradition because that's how we messed up most of the cooking. But we had a great time doing it.
By the third cocktail, you wouldn't mind if the turkey was too cooked.
Yeah, we left the giblets inside one year and all kinds of things. And I forgot to put the oven on another year. But it's great. And I'll toast one for her and have one with my husband. It'd be great.
That is beautiful sentiment. John, what about yourself?
Well, I'm pretty much the same. My wife has this thing about having 300 bloody gas-filled balloons on the ceiling over the Christmas table, and she has a theme every year, so she gets me a dirty great big bottle of gas and I have to blow them up. Usually takes about 3/4 of a bottle of champagne, which is
the
not
bubbles,
bad.
The bubbles, you know, help, right?
Yeah, half a dozen prawns, lobster salad, and I'm set. And then, you know, and then she cooks a bus-sized turkey. And, you know, fortunately, doesn't mind burning the odd spud. I do like them crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's you know, we do the traditional Christmas dinner, even though it's 800 degrees outside. It's good fun.
Because of the unique friendship that you both share, is it a case of racing to the phone to be the first to call each other on Christmas Day, or do you send each other cards, or is it sort of like, no, look, I was touring with them last week, you know, I'll catch up with them next week?
No, we text each other. That's how this album came together. I was having lunch, and I suspect it was sorted out. Dennis Hanlon, the omnipresent boss and god of Sony Records, he took me to lunch and plied me with a beautiful bottle of South Australian red wine. And he said, oh, do you think, about halfway through the night, do you think Olivia, would you like to make a Christmas album? Do you think Olivia would make a Christmas album with you? And I went, oh. And he took that as, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll text her. And I texted her the next day and got a reply back, yes. And can John produce it? And I said, yes. So Dennis, you know, then proceeded to make it happen. And here it is.
Wow. So the next time that you two want to collaborate on a project, it's just a simple text message away.
Yeah, either that or a cheap bottle of red wine. I don't care.